apologize for mispronouncing your last name.
That's no problem. My name is Safia, and my last name's Rubai. R-U-B like beautiful, A-I-I. I live at 3949 19th Street, Boulder, Colorado, 80304. And I've lived in the community over 25 years. I did send you a letter, and I won't address the things that I wrote in my letter. I am a physician. And as a physician and as a working as a nurse before becoming a physician for almost 20 years, my concern is the health and well-being both for myself and our community. And I think that the Avalon Building and community participatory dance really looks at what is the whole wellness and health for people, especially at a time when we're looking at our current population with the problems of obesity plaguing people and sedentariness of adults. The Avalon and participatory dance are just amazing ways to keep ourselves healthy. And I did want to refer to quickly, article came out a few years ago. It actually was a study in the New England Journal of Medicine. And I heard about this article, and I went and checked it out. I said, this can't be true. But there actually is some indication that if you dance, it can prevent problems with forgetfulness and memory and Alzheimer's. So that might be one thing you might want to consider. Also looking at health, I mentioned already physical activity as being important, but also there's the whole process of the aging process, and we're all going through aging, and I must say it's been wonderful to age here over the past 25 years with this dance community. It's really beautiful. So many times with seniors, there's the problem with isolation, and you don't even know who our seniors are probably because they're so fit, you can't tell. It's true, really. So that the problems of isolation being overcome by community with dance, I think, is a great idea, and also for the young people that have participated in our community and continue to grow with us. Also, an area that hasn't been addressed before has been the issue of, what about people who don't dance? Well, my mom was visiting here last week. She's 86. She can barely walk from the floor to get into the Avalon Building, yet she was just really enjoying herself, sitting at the table, listening to the music, and watching the people with the tea dancing, having people come and relate to her, too. My brother also, too, comes regularly to the Avalon, and he would never be caught dancing. So there are actually individuals who come to the Avalon that don't dance. Another important part of wellness is also, besides the physical, the spiritual, the emotional, is how people relate culturally. And another group of people that we haven't spoken about yet is that there is a very there's opportunity for diversity here, but there's a very significant, actually throughout the whole United States, not just in Colorado, Hispanic community here, in Latino community. And these communities have the quinceañera celebration and other large family events. And the Avalon is one of the few affordable places where people can have large family group gatherings for cultural events. I urge you to support this request. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Heiser, Mr. Richard Monroe next.